By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear viewers of Madani Channel الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel Welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have moved or returned to Bradford from Bury, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And yes, we are in the United Kingdom. I don't need to describe the weather, subhanAllah, we can see the, and it's usual, it's normal for those who are within the United Kingdom. There's a lot of clouds, it's quite cold. It's not really too cold, Alhamdulillah. But it is quite cold, my dear viewers. We do have a little bit of shine from the sun. I don't know if you can see behind me, but mostly this cloud. Nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, we will be returning to our studio. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, please never forget that we always begin with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. No matter what the weather is, whether it's rainy, whether it's cold, whether it's summer, and it will be very, very warm in many places around the world, my dear viewers. But whatever it is, Alhamdulillah, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even this rain, and we're starting to get, you know, small droplets of rain. Even this rain is a blessing. There are people who are living in the deserts. And they have no rain. People living in many places around the world where there is no rain and they do dua. Whenever we do dua, you know, the things we are asking for. But my dear viewers, when they are praying, what comes to their mind is, Ya Allah, grant us rain. Alhamdulillah, you know, there is rain, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is to a blessing. There are many blessings in our lives, undoubtedly. We can't count all the blessings. We can't enumerate how many blessings there are. But we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these blessings. My dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine. And as usual, as I mentioned, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, Alhamdulillah, we have begun to listen to the Quran from the beginning, from Surah Al-Fatiha, and we are now on Surah Al-Baqarah. The surah of the cow, as I mentioned, inshallah, we hope to be completing the glorious Quran. Not today, over time, inshallah. Watch Rise and Shine each and every single day. Let's move to the tilawat of the glorious Quran, and I shall also enter the studio. Sallu alil habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
بے شک ایمان والے نیز یہودیوں اور نصرانیوں اور ستارہ پرستوں میں سے وہ کہ سچے دل سے اللہ اور پچھلے دن پر ایمان لائیں اور نیک کام کریں ان کا ثواب ان کے رب کے پاس ہے اور نہ انہیں کچھ اندیشہ ہو اور نہ کچھ غم
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ
اور جب ہم نے تم سے عہد لیا اور تم پر تور کو اونچا کیا، لو جو کچھ ہم تم کو دیتے ہیں زور سے، اور اس کے مضمون یاد کرو اس امید پر کہ تمہیں پرہیزگاری ملے۔
ثم تولیتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل اللہ علیکم ورحمته لکنتم من الخاسرین۔
پھر اس کے بعد تم پھر گئے، تو اگر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت تم پر نہ ہوتی تو تم ٹوٹے یعنی نقصان والوں میں ہو جاتے۔
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ۔
اور بے شک ضرور تمہیں معلوم ہے تم میں کہ وہ جنہوں نے ہفتہ میں سرکشی کی تو ہم نے ان سے فرمایا کہ ہو جاؤ، بندر دھتکارے ہوئے، تو ہم نے اس بستی کا یہ واقعہ اس کے آگے اور پیچھے والوں کے لیے عبرت کر دیا اور پرہیزگاروں کے لیے نصیحت۔
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قال اعوذ باللہ ان اکون من الجاہلین۔
اور جب موسیٰ نے اپنی قوم سے فرمایا خدا تمہیں حکم دیتا ہے کہ ایک گائے ذبح کرو، بولے کہ آپ ہمیں مسخرہ بناتے ہیں، فرمایا خدا کی پناہ کے میں جاہلوں سے ہوں۔
قالوا ادع لنا ربک یبین لنا ما ہی قال انہ یقول ان انها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون۔
بولے اپنے رب سے دعا کیجئے کہ وہ ہمیں بتا دے گائے کیسی ہے۔ کہا وہ فرماتا ہے کہ وہ ایک گائے ہے، نہ بوڑھی اور نہ اوسر یعنی بچیا، بلکہ ان دونوں کے بیچ میں، تو کرو جس کا تمہیں حکم ہوتا ہے۔
قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال انه يقول انها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين۔
بولے اپنے رب سے دعا کیجئے ہمیں بتا دے اس کا رنگ کیا ہے۔ کہا وہ فرماتا ہے وہ ایک پیلی گائے ہے جس کی رنگت ڈہ ڈہاتی یعنی گہری چمکدار دیکھنے والوں کو خوشی دیتی۔
قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي ان البقر تشابه علينا وان ان شاء الله لمهتدون۔
بولے اپنے رب سے دعا کیجئے کہ ہمارے لیے صاف بیان کرے وہ گائے کیسی ہے، بے شک گائیوں میں ہم کو شبہ پڑ گیا اور اللہ چاہے تو ہم راہ پا جائیں گے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ ریویوز آف مدنی چینل، الحمدللہ عز و جل، یو آر یس ناؤ واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن۔ الحمدللہ، اٹ ڈز فیل گڈ ٹو بی بیک ان دی بریڈفیلڈ اسٹوڈیو۔ ناؤ ٹوڈے وی ہیو اندر ٹاپک، اے ٹاپک وچ از اے کمبینیشن آف مینی ٹاپکس۔ ٹوڈیز ٹاپک ٹوڈے، ان شاء اللہ عز و جل، وی شیل بی ہیئرنگ اباؤٹ دی ریسپیکٹ فار ایلڈرز۔ This is very important, and some people think, you know, sometimes some of the youngsters, they think that, oh, you're always speaking about respecting elders. What about the elders respecting the youngsters? Yes, this is something which undoubtedly needs to be discussed. And alhamdulillah, on Rise and Shine, we have discussed such things, my dear viewers. And today also we shall be mentioning such. But my dear viewers, why is it a combination of many things? Because respect of elders entails the respect of the parents, the respect of scholars, the respect of imams, the respect of teachers, the respect
for relatives, uncles, aunties, elder brothers, sisters, anybody who is older. And sometimes they may not be older in age. As I mentioned, scholars. Respect for the sheikhs, for the shuyukh. Now, a scholar doesn't always have to be older than you. Some people may be thinking, you know, how is he old? He's younger than me. There may be a hundred year old watching. I hope there are some 100-year-olds watching. May Allah Ta'ala bless them even more in their health, in their wealth, and especially, inshallah, azzajal, may Allah Ta'ala grant us all, and we are all going to die. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all death. And when death with Iman, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Yes, when we do die, may Allah Ta'ala grant us death with Iman. Dear viewers, today's topic, respect for the elders, for those people who are older than you. Those people who, as I mentioned, they may be scholars, they may be imams who are younger than you in age. But because of their knowledge, you must respect such people. You must respect people in accordance to their status. If somebody is a respectable person in society, you must respect that person in accordance to his or their status too, my dear viewers. And remember, respect is given in Islam, alhamdulillah. And it was Islam that had given respect first, had given people their rights. Yes, everybody is deserving of some sort of rights. Everybody is deserving of some sort of respect. And inshallah, a few of these things today on Rise and Shine, we shall be covering, my dear viewers. But as usual, let's begin by, after having listened to the glorious Quran, and inshallah, let's hear a bit about a Naat Sharif or a Kalam on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب صبح تبا میں ہوئی بٹتا دیکھو
حبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madan Channel, for those of you that have just joined us, you too are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza Jal, the kalam that we have just listened to. This is possibly my favorite, really. I really love it, especially for Rise and Shine. You know, rise and shine each and every single morning, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And for some in the evenings, depending on where you are in the world. But alhamdulillah, this kalam is, and you will see, do you know, if even if you did not even pay attention to the kalam, even if you were busy elsewhere, I hope now you are turning your attention, inshallah, but even if you were busy elsewhere, there's one word or two words which you definitely had to have picked up. You know, nuraka, these two words, my dear viewers. Now, you know, it's nearly every single couplet, Ala Hazrat, and this was written by none other than the great poet, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahli Sunnah, the Imam of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Bareilly radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in every single couplet, you know, the word nur is used, and this is a word which you could not have not listened to. Meaning, as you listen to the kalam, even if you did not know the words, now even when I don't know all of them, my dear viewers, it's actually very long. It's, I think, about 2 or maybe 3 pages. This is how long this kalam is. And even when I don't know the words, I don't know all of the words, alhamdulillah, I do know some. But when I don't know the words and I can't read along with the Naz Khan, then I read the last two words in Nuraka along with it, because these are the words which are repeated. What is Nur though, my dear viewers? What is Nur? Nur is light. Nur is light, yes. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, it's speaking about the light of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. How the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is light. Yes, he is Nur. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is, yes, it undoubtedly, he's a man, my dear viewers. He's a man, but he's a man not like any other man. He's a man who is perfect in every single way, in every single manner. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, yes, the last 2 or so weeks, we have been speaking about just the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, his beautiful character. And undoubtedly every single day, and this is what Madani Channel is brilliant for, alhamdulillah, that we are always praising the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are always spreading the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We always mention, we always do the zikr of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So although this entire topic for today is not on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly, my dear viewers, they are from his teachings. Undoubtedly, they are from his sunnahs. Undoubtedly, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam was the best example for us to take. Yes, my dear viewers, there's no doubt about this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, let's all together recite the Ruh Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have listened to the Quran Sharif, the recitation of the glorious Quran, the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful recitation, a beautiful, beautiful recitation, one full of nur, one full of light, and this is what we need for rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, today's topic today, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be hearing a little about respect. Yes, and inshallah, in fact, a topic which needs to be discussed, and something which we shall discuss, has not been discussed in a very long time, is, you know, self-respect. This is something we need to consider too. But for today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about respect of elders. And yes, respect of youngsters too. But first comes the respect of elders. This always has to be, and some people think, and this is a problem we're facing nowadays, is that we must understand, really, really we must understand, that preference has to be given to some, in some matter or way. Preference has to be given to some. For example, there's the respect for the parents, but there's also respect for the children. Now the parents have rights, the children have their own rights. Both must be maintained, both must be considered. But my dear viewers, what we must understand is everybody has their own rights and everybody have their own duties. They have their own duties. What's your duty? You must fulfill it. what somebody else's duty, that's their job to fill it. That's their job to fill it. And you shall be asked on the day of judgment. They too shall be asked on the day of judgment. You shall be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They too shall be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the parents have their rights, which we must honor. And if we don't, then we are, you know, we are amongst the worst of people. Those people who do not honor and respect their parents. And the parents, they also need to fulfill the rights of their children. If they don't, we have no right to say anything to them. Because this would be us breaking our respect for the parents. This is what we must understand. Now we're thinking, you know, why don't you speak about these things? Why do you speak about those things? Yes, the children have respect too. And I say this, alhamdulillah, those things which our deen tells us, I happily say it, alhamdulillah. Yes, children have their rights, no doubt about it. But if their parents were to break or were not to maintain those rights, then the children have no right to say anything to their parents, because then the children would be just as bad. This is what you must understand. And alhamdulillah, this is a, you know, there needs to be, my dear viewers, there needs to be this respect for our elders. Because sadly, this is something which really we have lost, we are losing. This is something we really, really are losing, especially in this day and age. What we like to do, what we like to say, or what we like to be on a level. These are the words we use. You know, on a level. This person, he's on a level with, you know, this person's on a level with his own parents. We need to understand that nobody is on the level of their parents, their own parents. There's no such thing as you being on a level with your parents. Your parents are above you. Your parents are deserving of respect, of honor. You're not on a level. But yes, if what you refer to by on a level, and this is what is many times referred to, meaning you have a close relationship to your parents, this is brilliant. You are able to be open with your parents. We live in a time where there's many things we cannot share with our parents. And this is something for the parents, a really, really important lesson. That is your child, are your children able to approach you? If there's something to share or they need to share, then are they able to share these things with you? Whenever they have shared anything in the past, how did you react to that? If they admitted to some sort of mistake, did you just rebuke them and did you express your anger or maybe hit them or anything like this? Then you need to think, what is the best way of dealing with my children? Because, you know, and this is the age we are living in, what happens is children, they gain friends. And when they cannot approach their own parents, those things which they should be speaking to their parents about, they will go approach their friends for those things. And that importance and the respect of the parents will go out of the window. And they shall slowly, slowly distance themselves from their parents. And this is exactly what is happening. So as parents, you have your duties too. And I'm saying this and I happily say this. As parents, there are many duties. In fact, more duties. There are so many rights of the children. So many duties you have for your children. But one thing is, yes, you should have the open relationship. You should, but it shouldn't go to such that the child is, mazallah, disrespecting his father now, disrespecting his mother now. Sometimes people think, yeah, we're on a level with our parents, we can even, mazallah, and this is sad. But this is what's happening, even swear at their parents. And they think, no, no, he doesn't mind. If he doesn't mind, then that's a problem. And mazallah, swearing, my dear viewers, using, you know, rude language with a person's own parents, this is a big problem. Now, I did mention that there are many individuals I would like to speak about, but first the parents. We must respect our elders. And firstly, our parents, my dear viewers. We've heard about the famous story of Hazrat Bayezid Bistami radhiyallahu ta'ala an. this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great scholar, what would he do? You know, it's mentioned that on one occasion his mother asked him for a glass of water. And you know, we've all heard this story. He went to get a glass of water. When he brings it to his own mother, and it was a very, very cold night, an extremely cold night, he finds that his mother is sleeping. And his mother had asked for water. He could have went back down or wherever it was. He could have put the water away. He could have drunk the water himself and gone to sleep himself. But no, rather he waited. And it was very, very cold. So cold that due to the droplets of the water, possibly on the outside of the cup, his hand had frozen to the glass itself. His hand had stuck to the glass itself. That when it was to remove it, his skin would rip. This is the state of Hazrat Bayezid Bistami radhiyallahu anhu. And he waited the entire night until his mother woke up. And his mother then did dua for him. And this is a topic we've covered before, the dua of the mother. The dua of the mother is very, very important. For those of you that still have your mother today, get the duas of your mother every single day if you can. Ask your mother to pray for you. Those mothers who are listening, pray for your own children. This is something we don't do, something we don't think about much. Read your prayers, read your salah, and pray for your children. My dear viewers, every single day we have a daily reminder. Let's see what we have for today's reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers, without the self-control of the nafs, a good many of us are infected by showing off. The Prophet ﷺ has said, Allah Azzawajal has made paradise haram for every show-off. Now, what is showing off? It is using words or actions to impress people. It is possible to show off in three ways. One, in faith. Two, in worldly matters. And three, in worship. Someone who makes worship apparent in exchange for fame will be humiliated on the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever acts for fame, Allah Azzawajal will humiliate him. Whoever shows off with his deeds, Allah Azzawajal will torment him. My dear Islamic brothers, before beginning any good deed, take a long, hard look at your heart and ask yourself, am I doing this for the sole pleasure of Allah, or am I doing this to please others? And then reflect and reframe and change that intention and make sure that you do that good deed solely to please Allah Azzawajal.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal. That was our daily reminder. And this is something which we require, this particular reminder really is something which we require day in, day out. Alhamdulillah, we have heard it many times, but it is very, very important because it's something which we always forget, something which we are constantly forgetting about, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, today we are speaking about the respect for elders, and we began with respect for the mother and the respect of the father. The mother, Jannah, lies at the feet of your mother. The father, your father is a middle gate of Jannah, the middle door to Jannah. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of the father. Obedience to your father is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disobedience to your father is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your father holds, possesses a great rank. You must respect and honor your father. Allahu Akbar. Really, really, we don't know more. Sadly, it's so true. Honestly, we don't respect our parents, our mothers, our fathers. And we don't truly understand. And I can't say anybody will truly understand. Only when that person has gone can you truly understand their importance, really. A person who has not lost his mother does not know what it's like to lose their mother. When you lose your mother, when you've lost your mother, only then does a person realize how it is to lose their mother. When you've lost your father, only does that person realize how it is to lose their father. For those of us that have parents, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long life. For those whose parents have passed away, may Allah ta'ala grant them all the happiness and success of the akhirah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now next, my dear viewers, the importance of respecting the scholars, the shuyukh, the imams. Now, these people, even the scholarly people, even students of knowledge too, but these, the scholars, the shuyukh, the imams, and in a way, scholars, shuyukh is the same thing. You have peer too. It's like another word, my dear viewers, like a sheikh. These are just different titles, maulana, maulvis, all of these titles. It's in a way the same thing, my dear viewers. When I'm speaking about Islamic representatives, Islamic ambassadors, Islamic leaders, scholarly people, people of Islamic knowledge, these people, teachers, these are all deserving of respect. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once advised one of his students, Hazrat Yusuf ibn Khalid, who is Basri, who is from Basra radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that his student is going to return back home, back to Basra, when he heard that his own student is going to return back to Basra, Basra is in modern day Iraq, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in Bukhara most of the time. He was in Bukhara, which is modern day Uzbekistan. So we can assume that at this moment he was possibly there too. He says to his student that before you do leave, I wish to advise you on a few matters. This is what we should listen to, my dear viewers. What was the advice of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He advises him let me advise you about those important matters which you will have to deal with, such as meeting people, recognizing the status of knowledgeable individuals, rectifying your nafs, yourself, your ego, taking care of people, establishing friendship with ordinary and extraordinary people, and being aware of the situations the ordinary people face. He says that when you leave, after you have gained knowledge, you should always follow my advice, which will improve your knowledge and protect it from faults. When you enter Basra, people will greet you and will come to see you. They will recognize your status, which you rightfully deserve. You should also show respect and honor to them in view of their rank and position. Show respect to the noble people, reverence to the knowledgeable people, veneration, that's again honor, respect towards the elders, and affection towards the youngsters. Now, my dear viewers, this is very, very important. And the reason being because, firstly, this was no ordinary person. This was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, the greatest of the Imams of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He was a Tabi'i. He was a Tabi'i. He was not a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was a companion of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent time, he saw the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is who he was. And he said that لَوْ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ ثُرَيَّ لَتَنَاوَلَهُ رِجَالٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ فَارِسٍ. This is a hadith sharif. that even if knowledge, and in another narration it mentions iman, belief, that even if belief was in the Thuraya, Thuraya is a constellation of stars. And I don't wish to go into the detail about this constellation, my dear viewers, but this is something which you can generally see with the eyes. Stars are very, very far. It's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars state that this is in reference to Imam Azim Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if knowledge was there, then the people or a person from a Persian shall attain it. And the scholars state that this is referring to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu because he was Persian. This is Imam Azam. From all the advice he gives, what does he teach his student? That when you're going to go back, people will respect you. They will respect your status. But you must remember that this is the method of how to treat your elders. Treat the knowledgeable people with respect. He mentions everybody. Even the noble people of your society, treat them with respect. My dear viewers, it is very, very important for us to treat our elders, all our elders, with respect. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that honor the elderly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to honor those people who are elderly. But he doesn't forget the youngsters. He says, and be compassionate, be merciful to those who are younger than you. This is very important. It's two-way, as I told you, alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of our deen. Islam has given right respects to everybody. You must honor those people who are older, but you must also be compassionate to those people who are younger. You must also be compassionate, be merciful to those people who are younger. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that if you are to do this, if you are to honor your elders, show mercy to your youngsters, then you shall accompany me in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. The best thing anybody can ever desire, the best and the greatest of all things, is to be granted the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. How can we attain this? By honoring our elders, by showing mercy and compassion to our youngsters. Let's make the intention, inshallah, from now this is what we shall do. Those who are older than us, we shall respect them. Those who are younger, we shall love and show mercy to them. Inshallah, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as usual, each and every single day, we have a daily hadith sharif. Let's see which hadith sharif we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt calling towards righteousness is a tremendous form of worship and a means to attain countless good deeds. Inshallah ta'ala, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about such an individual whose reward is unimaginable. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that the Mu'adhinun will have the longest necks on the Day of Judgment. Meaning the Mu'adhinun are those people who call out the Adhan, who invite the people for the Salah. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahma states that the long necks here has been used as a metaphor, has figuratively been used to illustrate the fact that the Mu'adhinun will have a superior rank and a status on the Day of Judgment. In light of another hadith, it is mentioned that whoever gives adhan for 7 years, freedom of hell is recorded for him. And replying to the adhan also has countless blessings and a great blessing to those who hear the adhan being called out and reply to it. They can assure themselves with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take heed that when the Muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, we leave all our tasks and we head towards the masjid to perform our salah with jama'ah. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Mashallahu azzajal, a daily hadith sharif from our respected Abdullah Madani sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, mashallahu azzajal, for sharing such a beautiful hadith sharif with us. Now, my dear viewers, we were speaking about the respect of the elders, and in particular now the respect of the scholars. The scholars. Really, the scholars play a huge role in our lives, in our society. In our society, whenever a nation is destroyed, or if somebody does wish to destroy a Muslim nation, then first they will attack the scholars. That's what we must understand. Why? Because the scholars are the pillars. The scholars are the pillars of our societies. When any pillar is removed, then the building falls, the construction falls, it comes to the ground. We require scholars in every single manner act of life. We do require a scholar. When we are born, we require some sort of imam, scholar, imam, whatever it may be. We require some sort of imam. When the iqiqa is going to take place, we require some sort of imam. When we are naming the child, although it doesn't happen nowadays, and this is something which is sad. When we are naming our child, we will just Google names. And we will just come across a name that we like, and we will look for a good meaning. Oh, it has this meaning. It means this. And sometimes we'll even give it an English tone to it. You know, somewhat new, somewhat different. Sadly, this is something we don't speak to the imams about anymore. But for those that do, yes, we do need an imam. Before naming your child, you should seek advice. You should speak to a scholar. Because sometimes you may be giving your child a name which is bad, which is even not allowed. And names themselves, this is something we've spoken about, it has an effect on the person themselves. A person's name has an effect on the personality of that individual. So sometimes if a name has a wrong meaning, the person also becomes corrupt himself. If there's a corrupt meaning, then the person becomes corrupt. If there's a good meaning, then this has a good effect on the person. This is something very, very important. As I was mentioning, when a child is born, when you're going to name your child, when you're going to be performing the aqiqah, when the child is, you know, going to be married, when the child is going to learn how to recite the glorious Quran, when the child is going to, and undoubtedly that person is no longer a child when he's going to be married, my dear viewers. Before I'll just mention that. So throughout our lives, a person requires a imam, a scholar. For your business, if you're going to open a business, you need to speak to a mufti. Is this permissible? I will be doing such and such things. I will be selling such and such things. Are these things all permissible? You know, sometimes people just think of permissible or not permissible as, or food, that says no, is normally fine, no problem, as long as it's halal food, and yes, alcohol is not allowed, and everything else is fine. This is what people think. My dear viewers, there are many things behind this. So in terms of your business, in terms of your livelihood, are you allowed to work at such and such place? For all of these things, you must seek advice from a scholar. When you die, it will be a scholar reading your funeral prayer. It will be a scholar, or even by, again, as I said, by a scholar, it could be imam. A local imam, a knowledgeable person, a scholarly person who will be performing your funeral prayer, who will be shrouding you, who will be burying you, who will be reciting dua after you have passed away. If a khatam in commemoration of yourself is performed possibly every single year after, then again you will be requiring an imam. So imams, scholars, these people, they play a huge role. But it's not only these things, and these are the things which we only tend to turn towards. But in every act, in everything, we should be consulting scholars, my dear viewers. And it is the scholars that advise the people. It is the scholars that advise the people to refrain from sin. And it's said that, if, for example, a teacher, an Islamic teacher, possesses even a greater importance than your own parents in some ways. How? That your parents, they serve you in this world, but only for this world. Whereas a teacher is serving you, is saving you from the torments of the Akhirah, is saving you from Jahannam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, guiding you towards Jannah. So if we were to take a look at it from this aspect, then your teachers, the shuyukh, they hold even a greater importance than your own parents. You must respect these people. These are people who have devoted their entire lives, really their entire lives they have, to the deen. To the deen, to seeking knowledge. And it's not only for themselves. If I'm reading a book, it's not only for myself, no. It's sometimes because somebody has asked me something. I'm not sure, I need to read a book. But scholars, they read much more, my dear viewers. They read and they're spending their life to read. And they can, yes, they are very, very intelligent. They can also go out and have another job. They can possibly even go become doctors. Only then will you respect them. Although they are sacrificing their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, for our deen, this is what we are doing. Disrespecting such people, no, mazallah, we should never do this. But then people, they have really, they have sacrificed their life for the deen, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have sacrificed the wealth, the worldly things in this life. We must respect such people, my dear viewers. And yes, respecting them can be the cause of us entering, being granted entrance into Jannah. There's a beautiful story mentioned about the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another great, great, very, very intellectual, you know, intelligent, extremely intelligent person. He's also an Imam of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What is this story? First, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we shall listen to another kalam, inshallah, and then we shall hear about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
بنے گا جانے کا پھر بہانہ مدینے والے بلا رہے ہیں جگا دے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی زنبر میں جگا دے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی زنبر میں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزے پر بلاتے ہیں میرے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we do have a guest from Australia. I would like to quickly mention this parable, or unless our guest would like to mention it himself, inshallah, let's hear what he has to say. My dear viewers, our respected Abdul Wahid Bhai from Australia has joined us. If you can hear me, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
ماشاء اللہ, you've joined us a bit late, subhanallah. I hope you are well and in the best of health, Abdul Wahid Bhai. ماشاء اللہ, today's topic is respecting the elders. ماشاء اللہ, what do you have to say about respecting the elders?
It's a beautiful topic, Shabazz Bhai. And this is something that in this world, and especially in this era, we all need to be educated on, especially our youngsters, especially our children, our youth need to get most education on how to respect their elders, especially their parents, who are the ones, because of them, we are at this position, whatever we possess in this life. Almost everything is granted through their help to us. And especially the dua of mother and father is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
No doubt.
So I think this is such a beautiful topic that you selected for today. And inshallah, I would make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal, with the wasila of this program, bless us with the love and respect of our parents in our heart.
Allahumma. Allahumma.
And the people who respect their parents and respect their elders get success in this world and are blessed in the hereafter. And the people who does not respect their parents face a lot of calamities in this dunya and the hereafter.
No doubt about it. We were also speaking about, you know, we spoke about respect to the parents and also generally respect of the elders too. I did wish to touch upon many different individuals. Alhamdulillah, I've spoken about respect to the parents. You can speak a little on the respect of the scholars or respect on elder brothers, respect on the aunties. Inshallah, whatever you are comfortable with.
Yeah, I just was thinking about the parents while I was watching your program.
Right, right.
And there are a lot of blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which shows us how grateful we should be towards our parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when offspring looks at their parents with a merciful gaze, will rise the reward of accepted hajj for every such side. The Holy Companion, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if someone looks at them 100 times a day,
Allah,
the beloved and sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am, yes, Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest and the atiyah, that is the purest. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal has power over everything. Allah Azza wa Jal can bestow as much reward as Allah Azza wa Jal wills. He is not helpless or dependent at all. So if someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times a day, he will grant him the reward of 100 accepted hajj.
Allah.
May Allah Azza wa Jal give us passion and enthusiasm to love our parents, love our elders, especially our aunts, uncles, and elder brothers.
I think this is one of the beauties, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much is just you, is dependent upon you, is dependent upon me. How much do we do? How much ever we can do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward us so much. He can reward us 10 times that, he can reward us 100 times that. There's no limit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just limit to us. My dear viewers, how much ever you can do, you do it. And don't ever think that, oh, will I be rewarded? Inshallah, if you are sincere, if you are doing good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit. Allah, honestly, there's no limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward you with so much. Even it said that the person who will be in the lowest state or level of Jannah, he shall also, you know, he shall think he's the happiest man in the world. Really. This is the state. And in fact, it is mentioned that there's one regret a person of Jannah will have. The hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that there shall be no regret for the Ahlul Jannah, illa, except for one. And what's that? That one moment they spent without doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if they were to do the zikr, they would be even given even more. G. Abdul Wahid Basari, you were...
Shahbaz Bhai, if we love someone, we keep on talking about him. And if we claim that we love Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should talk about them every day, every night, every hour, every moment, and we should be the obedient of them. And when Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to obey our parents and to respect our elders, we should just do it.
Allah. No doubt about it. MashaAllah. Abdul Wahid Bhai, Jazakallahu Khaira. I do apologize. I was not able to take you on for longer. Inshallah, Azzajal, if you do join us again, inshallah, we are hoping, mashallah, to make it irregular, to have you on Rise and Shine regularly. Although it's not so sunny in Australia at the moment, is it? Undoubtedly, it's always sunny, I think, in Australia. But it's nighttime there, my dear viewers, for those of you that are unaware, because we are in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's bright here or it's day here, that usually in the Southern Hemisphere, it's night. So I think if I'm correct, I don't know Abdul Wahib, if I'm wrong, then please do correct me, but I'm assuming it is night there in Australia. All the viewers of Madani Channel, especially those who are watching from Australia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And Rise and Shine is not, it doesn't necessarily have to be the morning wherever you are watching. Some people are, you know, hours ahead of us. But yet, alhamdulillah, rise and shine is something for us to bring about throughout our day, whenever we hear it, even throughout our night, inshallah, and then to remember it for the next day. So for those in Australia, for those young kids, if you are watching, then before going to sleep, you should kiss your father's hand. Try to kiss your mother's hands and feet. You know, try to serve them, then go to sleep. And inshallah, tomorrow morning when you meet them, do the same before you go off to school or wherever you are going to. Alhamdulillah, and this is something for every single one of us, my dear viewers. Now we have run out of time. I was going to mention the story of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. This great scholar, really, this great, he's just so brilliant. I can just keep mentioning great. It will never justify his greatness. It said that once there was a person, and this person himself was a sinner. I'll mention it quickly. He was going to perform ablution, but he saw that as the water was flowing, it was flowing toward Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. So this person, he wouldn't have been a tap, my dear viewers, but whatever it was, he moved his place. And he went on the other side, so that Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he would perform ablution, then the remaining water would come towards him. And when he himself would perform ablution, then it wouldn't go towards Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, but it would go another way. Just out of that respect for this scholarly person. And he said that this same sinner was seen. After he had passed away, he was seen in a person's dream. That person asked him as to, what is your situation now in the Akhirah? And he says that he was forgiven and granted Jannah. Why? Because he respected the scholar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, we must respect all of our elders. Subhanallah, we only got to cover the respect of the parents, the respect of, and we didn't even cover these properly. Remember, it was just quickly, it was a combination of many things. You should also respect your elder brothers that take the place of your father after your father. Yes, one person, he came to Ibn Sirin, he had a dream, and Ibn Sirin said, is your father alive? No. Is this person alive? No. Do you have an elder brother? He says, yes. Then go respect him and never break ties with him. Never break ties with your elder brother. I think we'll just cover this as a separate topic another time. And if it was, continue, inshallah, to watch Rise and Shine every single day, Mondays to Fridays, and always watch Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.